This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Lisa Belton.
With 1 week until Election Day, Republican U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, headed Tuesday to political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Their travel plans reflect the state of the race, with polls showing Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. On Tuesday, Trump had appearances in 3 Midwestern states that he won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. He needs those states to win. He needs to win those states again to capture a second term in office. Meanwhile, the seemingly confident Biden had 2 stops in the southern state of Georgia, which has not backed a Democrat for president since 1992. Pollsters show Biden and Trump locked in a toss-up to win the state's 16 Electoral College votes. Typically, all of a state's Electoral College votes go to the candidate who receives the most popular votes in the state. Both Trump and Biden are looking to piece together state-by-state victories to get a majority of 270 in the 538-member Electoral College, where the most populous states hold the most sway. Mr. Trump lost the national popular vote 4 years ago and is likely to again this time, but he retains a chance to win the presidency a second time in the Electoral College if he can claim wins in key battleground states that he's visiting in the final days of this contentious campaign. You can keep up on the election and plenty of other stories at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.